Hello and welcome to the 12th episode of Brawl Planet. I'm Jelly and today I will be going over my favourite brawler in each rarity. Also, before we get started, sorry for the bad audio quality again as I do not know how to do the mic setup and my dad, aka Mr. S, is at work. So I'm just going to not use the mic, so hopefully you guys can hear me as well as normally it is and you can tell what I'm saying. So now for the favourite brawler in each rarity. The first one is, it's a pretty dumb rarity, basically, really, because the first rarity is called Starting Brawler Rarity, and the only brawler who's in it is Shelly. So that means Shelly has to be my favourite starting brawler, and I really do enjoy playing Shelly a lot anyway. So I like Shelly because she's a super fun brawler to play. I like using the dash to like dodge stuff. I like really, one of the best things about using Shelly is her super. It's really cool, like really fun, not cool. One of the most satisfying things in Brawl Stars is when there's two people on top of each other or more and you just spam your super like 100 times. It's so satisfying and fun. Shelly's a very fun brawler. I like using her. She's my highest brawler, one of my favorite in the game, and I just really enjoyed playing Shelly. Okay, now for my favorite trophy road brawler in the game, it is Dynamike. So Dynamike, I like Dynamike a lot more than everyone else because of how fun he is to play. Like, you have to really have to guess how to, where they're gonna go. Well, he is one of the, like, arguably the hardest brawler to use in the game, but he is really hard to use, and if you're a good Dynamike, like, Dynamike is such an OP brawler, they can guess your every move. And another really fun thing I like about Dynamike is, it's probably my favorite sort of star power in the game, it is Dynajump. Well, it's, I know it's pretty trash most of the time, but I just love using it because, like, in Brawl Ball or whatever, you can do some epic plays, like some really cool dribbles, which I've done before in Brawl Ball, and then score. You can get like cool team wipes, triple jumps, quadruple jumps, so on. He's just a super fun brawler. The gadget satchel charge is really cool. It stuns your enemy. And yeah, I think Dynamike is a really cool brawler. He's really fun to play and I enjoy playing him with a lot. So now for my favorite rare brawler in the game, it is going to be Primo. So, I enjoy Primo out of all the rares is because of how fun he is to play. All of these brawlers in this list are actually just extremely fun most of the time. So, Primo is everything, literally. He's such a fun brawler. He's easy to play. You just spam auto-aim your shots. His super, like, it's insane. Like, just getting your super and leaping across the entire map. And then just like falling on top of someone, and it's really cool and fun. You can like change supers. The star powers, the speed one's really fun. You can just run away from people, and both gadgets are super fun. But I prefer the suplex supplement. Or Primo grabs the closest enemy within his reach and flips them like a pancake over his broad shoulders. So this is. This is hilarious. Also, like, honestly, the wording, flips them like a pancake. Like, this is just a super fun gadget. You can yeet them into the storm. It's really funny for you, but not for them. And it's just a super fun gadget. His other gadget, Asteroid Belt, is El Primo summons a small meteor to strike the nearest enemy. It deals 2,000 damage and destroys worlds. Like, that's, it's not, like, that's just crazy. Like, you're summoning a meteor out of the sky. Like, literally, to just bomb on someone. It's really fun. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty amazing gadget. So, for my favorite super rare brawler is going to be Rico. So, I think Rico is a very fun brawler and my favorite brawler to play because of his gadget, star power. Just Rico is such a super fun brawler to play. Like, when you chain the supers, like, it's just super satisfying. Like, you just hit all of them, you get your super again, then you keep chaining your supers, and then you get infinite supers, just get team wipes, your teammates are amazed, of course, and spin like crazy. Rika's also super fun, just tickling people and just annoying them so much in Cavern Churn, but he's a bit, like, it gets toxic and annoying sometimes, like when you're Shelly and you're trying to get out, but then two Rikas just keep, like, shooting around the walls, and with that super bouncy star power, Rika's just unstoppable. Rika's just a super fun brawler to play. I like Rico a lot. Rico is just a generally fun brawler. I don't know what to say about him. He's just really fun, and I love playing him. He's just, like, one of my favorite brawlers. So he's just really fun. What else do I say about Rico? He's just such a fun brawler. His bouncy castle gadget can heal him to max. So his super multi-ball launcher is fun because you just, like, especially when lots of people are in a small box with you. It's very fun. Another brawler. I mean, I'm not thinking straight. For my favorite epic brawler is going to be BB. BB is one of my favorite brawlers from the beginning because you have to play aggressive with her. You have to go really close to, you can't go, you have to be aggressive. Once you start fighting, you have to keep fighting. Her gadget's not fun. Her star powers are really insane and fun. So, home run. BB's movement speed is increased by 12% when a home run bar is fully charged. So, this is just such a useful gadget. Like, running super fast around the map is really fun. BB's just a good brawler in some Showdown maps with that speed. Splash damage is good. And the super is also very fun, literally yeeting like a, not yeeting, like just throwing us across a bubblegum across the map. If your aiming is good, you can get like hit them like 5 million times and just kill them. Good BBs are really annoying. And BB, yeah, is just such a fun brawler to play. I like BB. She's offensive, defensive, and she's basically an all-rounder. She's good at everything. That knockback makes her very good at defense. She has a decent amount of health, not like so she dies every single time she goes somewhere. So BB is just a super fun brawler to play in Brawl Stars. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because I'm looking at all the pins I have. Just wait 1 second. Oh my goodness, what am I doing? Okay, so what am I doing? I'm just looking at pins. So interesting. Okay, so for my favorite mythic brawler, it has to be Mortis. So I love Mortis. He's so fun to play in Brawl Ball with randoms, doing trick shots and stuff. I'm actually pretty good at Mortis now. I score a lot, chain supers. So Mortis is just very fun. He's a good brawler. The reloading gadget, survival shovel, is actually very good. I used to use the spinny one, but now I use the other one. Creepy Harvest is a good gadget. It's just a super fun brawler to play. Like, what can I say? He's just super fun. Chaining the super is really cool, amazing. When he dashes into like three people and just spams the super button, he can be very OP. And yeah, he's just a really good brawler. I mean, yeah, he's good right now in the game, but he's just a really fun brawler at the same time. Mortis, he's just a super fun brawler. What else can I say? You can dash away from people. Coil Snake is super fun. He's really good for trick shots. And yeah, Mortis is just one of my favorite brawlers in the game. And favorite for Mythic. Now, for my favorite brawler for the legendaries, it has to be Leon. So there's a ton of reasons why I like Leon so much more than everyone else. There's lots of brawlers who are like using close to Leon, like Crow, Sandy, Amber, because Crow can just jump on people insane. Sandy's really fun to go to sleep gadget. Amber, like her attacks is just different and cool. I don't really like Meg, to be honest. But Leon, he's just such a fun brawler. Both of his star powers are good, but obviously he's Invisiheal. But I think actually Smoke Trails is pretty underrated. 30% boost to his movement speed isn't really, that's amazing. Like, no one thinks about 30% speed boost. That's crazy, especially for 3v3s and stuff. Still, you should use Invisiheal in Showdown. 1,000 health per second is crazier, but speed is insane. And the gadget, both of them are super fun. Lollipop Drop, Invisible Thingy, and Clone Projector. Well, this is a really fun gadget, even though it's trash. He creates literally an illusion of himself. It's really fun. But the best thing of Leon has to be his super called Smoke Bomb. Leon becomes invisible for 6 seconds. If he attacks, he will be revealed. Enemies close to Leon will be able to spot him. Duration, 6 seconds. So it used to be 10. That was way too OP. They nerfed it to 6. But I think it still was a really fun, great gadget. Super. Because what's more fun than going to a bush, turning invisible, and running up to someone and just killing them? It's like so satisfying. You get your super again. Leon is just so fun. When he, turning invisible, that's probably one of the best things about Brawl Stars. It's pretty insane. He's just such a fun brawler. He's just so fun for everything, basically. Leon, he does a lot of damage close up. And he can do damage far too. And it's so fun and exciting playing Leon. So that is my favorite legendary brawler. And now for my favorite chromatic, it is Gale. So Gale, extremely fun. I love Gale actually, really a lot. He's actually so fun in my opinion. And his star power, Freezing Snow, Gale snowballs now also slow down opponents for 0.5 seconds. This is insanely good in my opinion, because when you're Shelly, sorry, I keep talking about Shelly, but that's my only experience basically. When you're Shelly in Solo Showdown and a Gale hits you and slows you and he keeps hitting you and slowing you, you're dead because it's so OP. Even if he dies, someone else will finish you off. It's just slowing down opponents with your normal attack is insane. Another, everything about him is fun. Blustery Blow, Gale Super now stuns enemies for 1.0 seconds if they are pushed against obstacles. You can cheese with that and stuff. Saves him in lots of situations as well. But his gadgets are the main reason why he's fun and super. So, the first gadget, Spring Ejector. Gale drops a bounce pad underfoot, launching friend and foe alike into the air. So, you can be really toxic to your teammates. This happened to my dad when he was a Shelly, because he only plays Shelly in Duo Showdown. Only plays Shelly, but when he used to do Duo Showdown with randoms, he would go with a Gale. They're going in, the Shelly's slightly behind the Gale, and then there's a wall beneath them and the storm. Then the Gale turns, places his spring trap, and presses it so that when the Shelly, my dad, walks onto the spring trap, he gets launched into the storm. And that was when the gadget was super long. It shot them so far. So I was it was so funny because he got yeeted all the way back into the storm and he just died. But my favorite gadget of Gale is going to be Twister. So Gale uses Leaf Brawler to create a local tornado which will push away any opponents that try to pass through. So this gadget is super fun, especially in Brawl Ball. Or Gem Grab, because there's a million gems and then you put your gadget on top of them. But I mainly find this fun because literally, so they're about to score and then you press the gadget and then they can't score anymore. and the ball's in the middle of the twister, and all of you guys are dead, but then the enemy team just can't get the ball because, like, it's in the middle of the twister. It's really hilarious, I find. This is just such a funny gadget. It's just so fun and good at the same time. It can use to re-block lanes if it's used by someone good like me. Okay. Yeah, Gale's just such a fun brawler. Like, his super Gale Force is really fun. Does tiny bit of damage, which you can use to kill people, really. Its range is insanely long, and it pushes people back a ton. He has a decent amount of health, so he just doesn't die for no reason. And yeah, he's just a super fun brawler to use in general. He's one of my favorite brawlers to use, and he's just such a fun brawler. So that is my favorite brawler in each rarity. Thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe, follow, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. So before we end, we have another shout out to Joe King, which is my uncle, and he has given us a voice message for us to listen to.
Also, why does Solly Wally only like Shelly?
So, if you didn't know, Solly Wally is also Mr. S.
Hi, that's me.
Yeah, so why are you Solly called Solly Wally?
Why am I called Solly Wally? It's because it rhymes, and that's what kids do when you're in school. They rhyme your name.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to answer that question. Why do I only like Shelly? Well, the first thing is I like to get good at one thing, so I don't like to... So because I have limited time to play, so I just wanted to get good at one character. Shelly's one of the original Brawl Stars characters, so she just happened to be one of the first ones. But I do actually enjoy playing her, even compared to the newer characters. And one of the reasons is that in Solo Showdown, she's excellent for finishing because of her super. Because she can take out people at the very end because the damage is so high when you're close up. So that's the main reason that I use Shelly.
Why do you find her fun?
Why do I find her fun? Because she's somewhere in between. She's a mid-ranger, so I like the fact that she's versatile, so she can chip away at people. So unlike the El Primos and the Edgars, unlike the tanks, she can chip away at people, but at the same time, she's really powerful when people jump on top of you. So I think she's got that combination. And now with clay pigeons, she can even do long range. So I think she's like an all-rounder.
Cool. So, do you want to talk about star powers and gadgets? Yeah, Shelly's very fun.
Yeah, Shelly's fun. Why do you think she's fun, though?
Because she is fun, because of all the reasons you said. Because, really? And I definitely can't be bothered to think of my own reasons. So we are both good at Shelly, as you probably know. And because my Shelly was at 984, and his Shelly was at 927?
No, I can't remember.
Yeah, he doesn't somewhere. Remember, but like, yeah.
He's in the 900s.
And a long time ago, he was 17th in Australia. The end.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the 12th episode of Brawl Planet. If you have enjoyed this episode, follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're on, and email or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to be featured in the next episode. Bye.